Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast where we make English effortless, one episode at a time. Just remember, it is a marathon and not a sprint. Now, today's episode is a little bit different due to the special occasion, and it's a little bit darker, because tonight we are celebrating Halloween. In actual fact, Halloween was yesterday. It always falls on the 31st of October every year. But this is, of course, still Halloween weekend, so let's celebrate. As always, I am not alone. I am joined by what can only be described as a very questionable Dracula cape. And yes, it's none other than the poshest bulldog in Britain wearing it, and that's Winston.
Good evening, dear listeners. Mwahahaha! Don't be alarmed. It's only me, Winston, spreading a little British fright and festive spirit. I must say, I do look rather dashing in this cape.
Actually, you look like you've raided the costume box at a local village charity shop, Winston. Certainly not the best outfit I've seen you in, old chap.
Rubbish, Fraser. A true gentleman embraces tradition. And Halloween is one of Britain's cheekiest, most mischievous nights of the year.
Part 1. The history of Halloween in Britain. Now, before we talk about pumpkins, sweets, costumes, trick or treat, let's go back, in fact, way back, to the origins of Halloween. Halloween actually began here in the British Isles over 2,000 years ago with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, a very hard word, you won't ever need that word, so do not worry. It marked the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter, a time when people believed the boundary between living and dead became rather thin.
So ghosts could pop by for a visit. How terribly British. We even schedule our hauntings.
Exactly. People would light bonfires, which is a big fire made up of lots of firewood, dry wood. You could put hay, you can put anything on a bonfire. Essentially, imagine like a campfire, if you went camping. So a massive fire in the middle, and people kind of gather around and look at it. So they would light these bonfires or campfire to scare away evil spirits, and they would also wear animal skin costumes to confuse the ghosts. Later, when Christianity spread across the Isles, the festival became known as All Hallows Eve, the night before All Saints Day, and eventually this is where Halloween was derived from, All Hallows Eve. Hallows Eve, Hallows Eve, Halloween. You get the gist.
So, technically, Halloween is a British invention. I knew it. Once again, Britain leads the world in both tea and terror. Rule Britannia, old chap.
Part 2. Modern Halloween in the UK. Now, today, Halloween is a mix of ancient traditions and American influence from our cousins across the Atlantic. We've got kids running around going trick or treating, families carving pumpkins, so scary faces on a pumpkin. You get a pumpkin, you cut out holes for the eyes, maybe the nose and also the mouth, give it a very scary face, and then you gut the pumpkin, so take out all the insides, and then you carve a hole in the top, And this means the top is sort of like a lid, as if it was a biscuit tin. You take the lid off and you put a candle in the middle. And then it gives the impression that the pumpkin is alive and it's glowing and it looks ever so spooky. And then, of course, we cannot forget the many parties with different and wacky costumes, ranging from witches to werewolves and even the occasional historical figure.
Or the occasional bulldog in a cape, old boy.
Yes, exactly. But Halloween here is a little bit different from the USA. It's not quite as commercial. No 10-foot skeletons on the lawn, but however, we do love our spooky decorations, especially those fake cobwebs, spiders, and glowing pumpkins we've just spoke about.
Ah, yes, pumpkins, an American import. Back in my day, we carved turnips. Try hollowing out one of those without losing a finger. Real British craftsmanship, that was.
So we could say Halloween is, of course, a British invention, but the Americans are the ones that modernised it and made it as popular as it is today. Now, probably the best tradition for Halloween, especially for children and when you are that young age, I remember this absolutely loving it, and that was trick or treating. So trick or treating sort of combines all the traditions into one. So you have a group of children, so you go out with your friends, you wear a fancy dress costume that usually is quite scary. So think devil, zombie, ghost, anything like that. Although it could be funny, there are no concrete rules. And then you and your group of friends will go around in your area, in your neighbourhood, and knock on doors of houses that have decorations up. If they have decorations up, that suggests they are participating in trick or treating. So that means when you knock on the door, knock, 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 they'll open the door with a smiling face, maybe also wearing a costume, and they'll give you a bucket, and you have to say trick or treat. And then treat means you'll get sweets. Treat means you'll get sweets. Trick means you have to do something or something bad, but no one ever actually really says trick. So you say trick or treat, they'll hand you the sweets, the chocolates, and then you take one. That's the golden rule. Only take one, unless the owner says, feel free to take more than one. So you go around door to door in the neighbourhood, finding houses with pumpkins or decorations, because they're the houses that are willing to give you chocolate or sweets. And then after trick or treating for a couple of hours, usually as it becomes pitch black, becomes dark, you'll finish your escapades and you'll come home and you'll see all the loot, all the sweets, all the candy, if you're American, all the sweets and chocolates that you've collected that night. And then throughout the rest of the week and all weekend, you'll probably eat that chocolate and eat far too many sweet things. So that's trick-or-treating in a nutshell. Part 3. Some Halloween vocabulary. Now, because this is English with Fraser, let's take a moment to look at some Halloween vocabulary and phrases you can use. So we'll start with a couple of classic adjectives. Number one, spooky. S-P-O-O-K-Y. Spooky. That's something that looks a little scary, but there's an element of fun to it. The old house looks spooky at night. So it's scary, but it intrigues you. It interests you. I wonder what's happening over there. Ooh, should we go look? Next, you've got creepy. That's C-R-E-E-P-Y. Creepy. That's something that makes you feel uncomfortable or nervous. That doll is really creepy. A classic creepy thing or man would be a clown. That's a very famous creepy person that everyone hates. Next, we've got different levels of fear. So you could be frightened, you could be scared, we could also be terrified. Now, to give someone the creeps, I'm pretty sure this is what Scooby-Doo usually says. If you've ever watched the cartoon Scooby-Doo, I'm pretty sure Shaggy says, "Jeepers, he's given me the creeps, Scoob." Something like that, but don't quote me on that. Now, to give someone the creeps, this is when something or someone makes you feel uneasy or uncomfortable. And lastly, we've got a few nouns for our Halloween vocabulary. These are some classic Halloween characters. So, ghost, witch, vampire, zombie. Take your pick.
Don't forget ghastly, a word we Brits adore. It means shockingly awful. My dear, that pumpkin pie was ghastly.
Oh yes, that is one of Winston's favourites. Absolutely ghastly.
Indeed. And if you want to sound frightfully British, you can say, "It's all a bit of a frightful affair, isn't it?"
Part 4. Some spooky British places and legends. Now, Britain wouldn't be Britain without a few ghost stories. We are a country full of haunted castles, eerie alleyways, and creaky old pubs with stories that date back centuries. Let's take the Tower of London as a prime example, said to be haunted by the ghost of Anne Boleyn, who walks with her head tucked under her arm. Yes, that was one of King Henry VIII's wives, and that was she was one of the two that was beheaded by King Henry VIII, mainly because she couldn't give him a son.
"I once spent a night at the Tower, Fraser. Didn't see Anne Boleyn, but the price of tea there nearly gave me a fright."
Then there's, of course, Edinburgh Castle, where people claim to hear the sound of ghostly drummers. Or Pluckley Village in Kent, officially recognised as the most haunted village in all of England.
"Every pub in that village probably claims to have a friendly ghost. Classic British marketing."
So, Windog, I think Halloween personally says a lot about us Brits. We like to make fun of fear, make fun of a dark situation. We turn darkness into laughter, a chance to dress up, eat sweets and share stories. Almost reflects our attitude and personality of making fun of a bad situation, being sarcastic and being able to laugh at oneself.
"Quite so. It's all very British, really. We stare fear in the face and then invite it in for a cup of tea."
And there's something quite special about that. Coming together on a dark autumn night, with lanterns glowing, kids laughing, and neighbours chatting at the door. It's playful, it's mysterious, and it's just a little bit magical. And also for me, it marks the start of the road to Christmas. So Halloween finishes, and then you've only got November and December, and you're into Christmas. And the shops, they reflect this sentiment, because after Christmas, Halloween decorations come down, all the Halloween products get stored away for a year, and the start of November, literally November 1st, they'll start putting up Christmas decorations, Christmas food, Christmas products, trying to get you in the festive mood and also sell you some more stuff.
Listen carefully, dear listeners. Winston's wisdom for All Hallows' Eve. Halloween isn't just about ghosts and sweets. It's about remembering that life's a little brighter when you don't take fear too seriously. It reminds us that a touch of mystery keeps the world exciting, and that behind every mask, there's laughter, friendship, and a few too many chocolate bars. So whether you're lighting candles, watching a horror film, or teaching English by torchlight, enjoy the night, stay safe, and may your pumpkin glow proudly in the autumn air.
That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.